Let us pray together. Mighty God, thank you for our worship service today and for the message we are about to hear. May these words bring you glory and bless your holy name. We pray that we will hear the good news of this message with open hearts and live lives that glorify you more and more each day. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The stranger approached the minister after service and said, "I would like you to pray for my hearing." The minister placed his hands on the man's ears and said a passionate and honest prayer. "How is your hearing now?" The minister asked. Looking surprised, the man said, "Well, it is not until tomorrow." Does it make sense? He's talking about court hearing, not the hearing problem. Today, I want to talk to you about how to serve God in the church. How to serve God in the church. Our Lord Jesus had done mighty works while he was here in this world. After he ascended to heaven, his disciples established the church as the body of Christ. They had continued to live and work for God and his disciples. Those who were troubled and suffered came to God through the church. And they were healed, they were transformed, they were saved, and they were given a new life. About 15 years ago, my family visited Yodo Full Gospel Church, one of the largest churches in the world. Reverend David Cho started the church with three people: himself, his wife, and his mother-in-law in 1958. The church has grown to 800,000 members. Reverend David Cho announced that the secret of the church was due to the fervent prayer and the home groups. The book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 4 says, "We will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." Even though the believers of the early church experienced troubles in their lives, they spent a great deal of time on prayer and the ministry of the word. Through their honest prayers, they experienced a great revival of the church. Let us read together the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 7. "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. After they dedicated themselves to God through prayer and the word of God, mighty God blessed the church. He sent more and more people to the church. I truly believe that our fervent prayers can help our church to succeed in the near future. Our Lord Jesus said in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 17, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, Jesus quoted the same passage from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 7. These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. This passage reminds us of the importance of prayer. The word prayer comes from the Hebrew word palal. Palal means to make uneven, even by rolling. It also means to make impossible possible with the guidance of God. To pave a driveway, we need special equipment that makes the uneven even. Our prayer is like the equipment. Our prayer helps us to overcome our sufferings. Our prayer makes the impossible possible. Living here on earth, we may experience suffering and troubles. Our life can feel like a roller coaster. It is the continuation of ups and downs. But when we pray to God, our Lord helps us to overcome our troubles. And thus our Lord Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. After the southern kingdom of Judah was conquered by Babylon in 586 BC, the people of Judah were taken to Babylon, where they endured a great deal of suffering and troubles. In those times, mighty God sent the message of hope to the children of God. Let us read together. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 to 14. You will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places and will bring you back from which I carried you into exile. When God's people lost their country, they lost their hope and their future. They were very troubled during this time. For the people of God, mighty God made a promise that they would see the glory of God and get back to their own land if they pray to Him. Let us go back to the passage that we were reading today. John chapter 2, verse 13. It says, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. The Jewish historian Josephus said that around 2 million people, 2 million Jewish people would come from places far and wide and would gather at the Jerusalem temple to celebrate the Passover. To worship God, they would bring sacrificial offerings such as cattle, sheep, and doves. Jesus also went there to worship God. John chapter 2 verse 14 says, in the temple court, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. When the Jewish people brought their offerings, priests would examine the offerings, deciding whether they would be accepted or not. Oftentimes, the offerings were refused because most Jewish people traveled long distance to come to the temple and their offerings were not in a good condition when they arrived. As a result, they had to buy another sacrificial offerings, and for this they needed not just money, but the correct currency. In the time of Jesus, the Roman currency was generally used for business. However, only the sacrifice of Tyre accepted in the temple. This being the case, the money changers would exchange the Roman currency into the sacrifice of Tyre at the temple. Does it make sense? Great. By doing so, the priest and the money changers cheated the Jewish people. In God's temple, they were not serving God and His people. They did not worship God. And they never cared for the children of God. Instead, they made a lot of profit. For this reason, Jesus was angry and He rebuked the priest and money changers. The book of John chapter 2 verse 15 says, so He, Jesus, made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. Added to this, the priest received the temple tax from every adult Jew. The book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 13 says, each one who crosses over to those already counted is to give a half shekel according to the sanctuary shekel, which weighs 20 gerahs. This half shekel is an offering to the Lord. A half shekel is equal to 2 denarii. As you may know, one denarius is equal to one day's pay for an adult. And thus, each adult paid the equivalent of 2 days' pay for the temple tax. Unfortunately, the priest did not serve God and His people. They didn't worship God. They cheated God. They never used the offerings for God and His people. Instead, they used them for their own purpose. For this reason, Jesus rebuked them and turned over the tables. John chapter 2 verse 16 says, to those who sold doves, He said, get this out of here. Stop turning My Father's house into a market. In this passage, we might ask ourselves why they were selling doves. many Jewish people could not afford to buy cattle and sheep to replace their sacrificial offerings that the priest had rejected. So they bought doves, which were cheaper. Jesus was very angry with those who sold the doves and cheated the Jewish people. And he said, "Get this out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." This means believers of Christ were to serve God and his people through the body of Christ. But in making the temple a marketplace of corruption, they didn't follow God in this situation. Do you like lilies? Lilies are beautiful flowers. However, if they die, they become rotten. They make a very bad smell. This can be applied to those people who once claimed to be believers, but those people who once claimed to be believers, but who have turned away from God. Everyone knows that communism challenged Christianity. Ironically, the father of communism, Karl Marx, once claimed to be a Christian and attended or theological college. Later, he turned away from God and challenged the believers of Christ. Through this, we can see that those who attack Christians for their faith are not always non-believers. But those who once claimed to be believers of God, for this reason, we believers of God must, through our efforts, serve God and his people here on earth through his church. The body of Christ is also known to be the church of God. After Jesus was driven to heaven, mighty God established his church here on earth. Those who were thirsty, those who were hungry, came to God through the church. They experienced the miracle of God. They were healed, and they were saved, and they were transformed, and they were given a new life. Believers of Christ today must, through their own efforts, serve God and his people through Christ. They are to continue to do their mighty work through the Church of God here in this world. Let us read together John chapter 2, verse 17. His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." This passage was quoted from the book of Psalms, chapter 69 and verse 9. David wrote this psalm while he was deeply troubled. He wondered why people made him feel troubled for no reason. Later, David realized that mighty God was with him at all times, cared for him, and delivered him from his suffering. David said in Psalm 69, verse 4, "Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies, without cause. Those who seek to destroy me, I am forced to restore what I did last year. David was one of the great men in the Bible. He endured many troubles and sufferings with the help of God. David was anointed with oil at the age of 15 as a king, but he was officially appointed to be a king at the age of 30. For those 15 years, he experienced continual ups and downs. He was very troubled and struggled. However, he overcame sufferings and troubles with the help of God. I remember, I went to a prayer room once when I was troubled in Korea. There was a 24/7 prayer room in my home church. The minister of the church encouraged church members who were troubled to come to the prayer room. When they went there, they experienced receiving comfort, a miracle, and an answer from God. All through their fervent prayers. This can be applied to each one of us. We still need to come to God anytime and anywhere. We need to ask God for His guidance, remembering that mighty God will always answer our prayers in His time and in His ways. A minister in a town was very saddened to realize that many people had left the church without a specific reason. One day, the minister asked why they were leaving the church. One man said, "Minister, you are doing everything. We do not do any work at the church." Later, the minister came to God through fervent prayers. He felt God encouraged him to walk through with the church members. The minister then changed his mind and decided to give the members the opportunity to work together at the church. As a result, he was pleased to see that most of the church members remained in the church and that they started to spend their time working together to the glory of God. More importantly, they had come to realize that this was possible through their prayers. What have you learned in this sermon today? The church is the place where disciples of Christ gather to worship God. When they gather, they must spend time praying and on the word of God. And they are to teach and preach the gospel to the believers of God as well as non-believers. More importantly, they must live and work together to the glory of God through worship, sacrificial offerings, services, and evangelism. Let us pray together. Thank you, God, for having us here today. We are so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Help us continue to live and work together. for God through our services, sacrificial offerings, and evangelism, so that more and more people will come back to you. Help us to have confidence in Christ. Be with us, care for us, guide us, and bless us at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.